South Africa's inflation rate has hit a near nine-year low, coming in at 3.6% in November. It marks the third consecutive month that inflation has eased, with the major driver behind the decline, lower transport costs. And joining us now to interrogate today's print a bit further is Rizwana Sumad from Nedbank CIB. Thanks so much, Rizwana, for your time this evening. So CPI falling to 3.6% year-on-year in November from 3.7% in October. In line with consensus, we've had core inflation hitting 3.9% from 4% previously. Nothing really glaring emerging in today's print or unexpected, right?
Yeah, so it was all expected. Downside inflation surprises have become the norm in recent months, mainly as a result of a fairly stable rand, as well as a lower oil price. And as a result of that, we've seen petrol prices fall into deflation, so it's actually lower compared to a year ago. And as a result, that's been driving transport inflation lower. So that was the biggest move in today's inflation print, being the lower transport inflation. However, it doesn't mean that this trend is likely to be maintained in the next couple of months. If you recall, in December 2018 and January of this year, we had large petrol price cuts. And as a result of that, in December this year and January next year, we are likely to see petrol price inflation and therefore transport inflation rising because of the low base effect from the petrol price. And as a result of that, inflation could rise marginally in the next couple of months.
Okay, so an expectation that inflation will start to rise next month as last year's significant decrease in fuel prices enters the base, along with food prices starting to edge higher as well. So how rife is this upside risk to inflation?
I think that inflation remains controlled, muted, for now. Indeed, our forecast looking at inflation remaining below 5% for an extended period of time. So I think the upside risks are quite minimal, assuming obviously the rand remains fairly stable. If you look at aspects that are beyond our control from a forecasting perspective, would be a drought. A severe drought would cause upside risks to food inflation, like what we've seen in 2015 and 2016, and that isn't in our base case. So there are a couple of upside risks, but for now we think that inflation is likely to either remain very muted or surprise further to the downside relative to consensus in the next couple of months.
Rizwana, right at the top you said assuming that the rand remains stable. To what extent is that upside pressure limited nevertheless, as the pass-through of any currency shock weakens due to the subdued demand scenario this economy faces?
Yes. So if you look at the economy and the structure of the economy in the last few years, it's weakened structurally. Our manufacturing sectors are weaker, and as a result, demand is much lower compared to a few years ago. And as a result, we had retailers, wholesalers, businesses taking a lot of margin compression. They've been absorbing a lot of the higher costs in past and not passing this on to consumers, even when the rand was fairly weak last year as well. So as a result, the exchange rate pass-through is weak, and so we believe any sort of shock to the rand will be short-lived and the impact on inflation will be very minimal.
Yeah, already we've seen goods price inflation continuing to fall, now sitting at 2.8%, services inflation remaining unchanged at 4.2% as well. Do you see the SARB having no choice but to cut rates come January, Rizwana, given the worsening economic scenario, with many already having called the no move on rates in November a missed opportunity? Or does the proximity of the national budget and then decisions due to be taken by the ratings agencies as well push that prospect out a little bit further?
I wouldn't say the SARB has no choice but to cut. I think there's a high likelihood of a reduction in interest rates in the first quarter of next year, given the continued downside surprises to inflation. So I think that even the SARB's own forecast for inflation as well as growth will be lowered at the next few meetings, and so there is a good chance of a cut. They can cut given how high real rates are. Even assuming a Moody's downgrade or a fairly bad budget, we think that the rand weakness will likely be contained and the impact on inflation will be muted. So based on that, they do have room to reduce interest rates.
So what's your dot plot for 2020?
So in my personal view, I believe that the SARB can cut in the first quarter of next year by about 25 basis points. And thereafter, we're likely to see some rand weakness following a possible Moody's downgrade. And then they can cut in the second or third quarter next year, given that inflation could surprise further to the downside and the impact from a weaker rand will be muted.
Let's leave it there, Rizwana. Thanks so much for having joined us this evening. Rizwana Samad is with Nedbank CIB.